Hey, it's Tony and Melissa. Thanks so much for listening to our podcast.
Here are some of the best parts from today's show. Hope you'll subscribe, share, and like us.
With us here, Jenny Curry. She's a professional counselor here in Milford. Welcome to the show, Jenny. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, we're doing just fine. Super Bowl weekend coming up, and there's going to be a lot of parties coming up. But in general, parties, they're fun for some people, but very stressful for others. Can you talk a little bit about the anxiety that some people feel at social gatherings?
Yeah, I mean, I think people would be lying if they said that they never felt any twinge of, discomfort and nervousness at a party. And, you know, I think some of that is because you don't always know who you're going to run into, for one, which is actually the biggest. You know, maybe you had like a falling out with somebody and then you saw mutual friends and then you're like, am I going to see this person? So, you know, everybody who's going to a Super Bowl party may be thinking, I wonder if I'm going to run into that person I've been trying so hard to avoid for so many months or years. And it's a little awkward.
Yeah. I also find, Jenny, that sometimes you have all these plans. At least I'm in this category. I'll throw myself under the bus. I'm in this category of I have all the plans in the world to go to a party. But the second my husband bails, and I don't mean bails like he just decides I'm not going, you know, either a work thing comes up, he's not feeling well. You know, I look at even our company party, which was amazing. It was very well done. But everyone brought their spouse. I cannot think of one person who did not bring their spouse except for me. Because my husband got very sick. Well, he got very sick and I didn't know what to do, but you're not going to not go. But, my anxiety pulling into that parking lot. And I know all my colleagues. They're wonderful people. I have not one complaint of any of them. But I had so much anxiety walking in that building, Jenny. I can't even tell you. And again, you know everyone. There's no issues there. But, you know, sometimes you feel like if I don't have my wingman or I don't have my partner, why am I going?
Right.
I don't know.
Right. I mean, that's one of the advantages of having a spouse, for sure. But yeah, every once in a while, you kind of got to fly solo, and that's not easy. You got through it okay, though, I'm imagining.
I'm still standing, and my colleagues had no idea other than right now. They now know I have it. Well, Tony knew. I was a little anxiety-ridden because I had texted him. But yeah, no, nobody else really knew.
Well, here's my question. Now, what category do I fall in? I get to the party. I'm very, very quiet. Okay. And everybody's like, what's wrong with him? Because on the radio, he's so gregarious, if you will. But then there's a moment there, There's like an hour or so there where I kick in and I'm the life of the party. And then I get quiet again. I don't know if I get tired or what the story is, but there's like maybe there's like three stages to it. Does that sound normal or am I abnormal?
Tony, you're very normal. Very normal.
Well, that's good to know.
Normal. I mean, it kind of sounds like in the beginning you're trying to kind of like scope out the territory, which is totally normal. Everybody does that to some degree. And then you get comfortable and realize, okay, I can do this. And then, yeah, maybe you're kind of like, all right, time for a break. I'm going to retreat a little bit. But I think everybody in the beginning wants to kind of get the lay of the land, as they say, and kind of even plan, okay, who am I going to talk to first and who might I go to next? And, you know, how's that going to work best for
me? You know, I've got to go to a wedding on the 4th of July. I've got to go. Mm-hmm. A friend of my wife's, and we're going. It's their daughter, and there's a listener. He listens to this radio station religiously. He listens to me on Sundays and everything like that. I don't know him. I have never met him, but we've emailed, we've texted, the whole thing, right? He's looking forward to meeting me at the wedding. He's going to be at the wedding, and he's like, man, we're going to have a great time, and we're going to drink beer, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do. I don't do any of that. I think I'm going to disappoint them, you know? I really, really do.
Here's the thing, man. I'm really lame, so that's not how it's going to be.
Yeah. I mean, I'm writing back. You got that right, Rocco. We're going to jump off of buildings, and we're going to be great. We're going to dive into the pool there or the fountain. Oh, it's going to be great. And he has no idea. I'm probably...
He's polar opposite of any of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm probably going to sit there and eat my hors d'oeuvres, and I don't know. It's now I feel like... Now I've got anxiety on this show.
So what do we owe you for this hour, Jenny? No, but like, how do you combat some of our social anxieties? You know, is it something where you should remove yourself from social anxiety like situations, or how do you sort of combat these issues? Help Tony and I to combat our problems, and then we'll pay you at the end.
Oh, man, I wish I could be a fly on the wall at that wedding.
Oh.
or I'd be your wing. I'd be your wingman, you know, if I could. But, no, I mean, I think one is definitely not important to back away from the social situation. I actually have worked with a client who had intense social anxiety and really worked with her to take small steps forward towards engaging social situations. And she was able to, over time, keep going, work through it, you know, kind of had a plan of how long she was going to stay, had her husband or, you know, whatever, was with people she was comfortable with at first. And eventually she surprised herself, did really well, even started to enjoy it, and her anxiety did come down. So, I mean, I think if you can encourage yourself to go, and if you do have somebody that you're comfortable with you, that's very helpful. If you don't, you know, I find that really just trying to focus on the other person and ask questions about them, because people are, you know, honestly, all of us have some narcissism, so we like talking about ourselves. So if you can go to somebody and ask them some questions and get them to engage in that way, sometimes that takes the pressure off of you and you just feel a little bit better. So Tony, maybe with this guy at the wedding, you just like, you're really interested in him and you ask him a lot about his life and are a really great listener. And then maybe he'll forget about the fact that you don't want to jump off the building.
It's just, I don't want Rocco to be disappointed. I mean, it's not like I'm going to sit there like a bump on the log, but it takes me a minute, It takes me a little while in those situations to like warm up, you know,
And I think too, maybe if you can tell him that, like maybe even if you make a joke about it in the beginning. And I find that if we take ourselves far less seriously and we can laugh at ourselves and we're okay with who we are, it helps so much.
Yeah, well, and I also think too, Jenny, I know we're running out of time, but I think the other part of it too is sometimes I feel like we also, if we don't have anxiety at parties, we should have an open mind that there are probably people who come in and you can almost spot them when they're uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And I always feel badly for the people who just kind of wander. I'm always that person that maybe I make them more uncomfortable, but I will go to people that I know are kind of like, I don't know why I'm even here. And I will forcefully be like, come sit at my table. Come be over here. Come do this. Come meet my kid. And it's like, okay, crazy person. And maybe they never show up again. But I think a lot of times we should almost be aware, if you're not the anxiety-ridden person, that there are people that exist there, and to kind of be aware of them and make them feel included.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And I think deep down, Melissa, they're probably thankful that they had you. So,
you
no
have
worries.
To say that. So, again, we'll pay you at the end of this session because I feel better. Do you feel better, Tony?
I feel much better, Jenny. Thank you so much. That's Jenny Curry, professional counselor in Milford. If we want more information about your practice and where we can get in touch with you, what do we do?
Sure. You can call 203-293-8554. And also my website is online. If you search my name, Jenny with a Y, Curry with an I-E.